This is about environmental education, given at a conference in Venice last September. And the speaker is a Spanish delegate from the European Commission. A few decades ago, the environment was not an issue in society as we see it today, even though serious environment problems have existed for a long time, in particular since the Industrial Revolution. Previously, man was much more directly dependent on his surrounding nature and thus had a better understanding of its functioning. Our effects on nature were basically at a local level. Today, the detachment of man from nature and the fact that many of our society's actions have global consequences brings us to the point where we are not aware of the consequences on the environment of our way of living. This means that society must take measures to increase the awareness, knowledge, and understanding of its citizens about the environment and the consequences of our activities. The purpose of environmental education, as well as training and consciousness raising on the environment, is to equip citizens with sufficient knowledge and understanding of environmental issues to enable them to take informed and well-considered decisions regarding their way of living, personal as well as professional, and how it relates to the environment, and to be able to take an informed view on environmental issues. The general public is increasingly being invited to subscribe to opinions and take decisions relating to specific environmental problems. And in many cases, the information it gets is insufficient, partial, or even contradictory. Knowing how to find information and how to take a pragmatic approach to problem solving, citizens will be better equipped to take decisions regarding their own behaviour and views. Bearing in mind a principle of general application in the development of any branch of knowledge, it is important to begin the process of environmental education as early as possible. Environmental education and training is to be integrated into the general, primary, secondary, and tertiary level educational programs in their respective curricula, as well as in the operation of the educational institutions. Environmental education is not to be understood as a separate subject or discipline, but one to be integrated into the subjects that already exist: arts, sciences, social matters, and this is known as greening the curricula. Environmental education is an interdisciplinary subject of relevance to many fields of teaching. Once out of school, in the development of their personal and professional careers, citizens will still have to face environmental responsibilities, which, in the administration and business world, have progressed beyond the remit of specifically designated environmental managers. Environmental responsibilities embrace us all. The goal for environmental education in relation to personnel training and management development is to provide staff with the adequate training regarding environmental issues needed to conduct their work activities in line with the principles of sustainable development. Environmental education must aim to create new patterns of behaviour and attitudes regarding the environment, as well as to develop the will and also the skills of people with a view to active participation in the prevention and solution of environmental problems. Two categories of behavioural changes should be encouraged. Firstly, the individual behaviour in everyday life directed towards the protection and improvement of the environment. And second, the behaviour patterns of the responsible citizen and professional, taking into consideration the environment in the choices made as a citizen and in the practice of his or her profession. Environmental education, like education in general, still aims at the establishment of a system of values. And these are respect for others, for life, and their environmental rights. Responsibility for the environment. Commitment to environmental protection, which gives rise to concerned action. And solidarity and responsibility between the people of today and our future generations.